This chapter 18, Mishnah 1, Mefanin afilu arba v'chamesh kupos shel tevin v'shel tfua. If one may remove even four or five piles of straw or grain, mibnei orchem, because of guests, mibnei bitul beis hamidrash. Or if they need to make space, like in the beis hamidrash where they're learning over there, so you can move up four or five, even many piles of straw or grain. And straw or grain, as we know, is something which is obviously not fit for human consumption, but it is fit for animal consumption, right? So it can be moved, even though it's a great deal of trouble to move four or five. You can still do it on Shabbos, but only if there's a let's call it a religious obligation to move it. If they're four or five, because that's like a lot of work now. So what's the religious obligation that you have in guests and you need space on Shabbos, or in order for there to be space in the shul where people can learn? So you'd be allowed to go to a lot of trouble and put in a lot of effort to move it around for those reasons. Avaloi, it's a oser, but you can't clear out the storehouse completely. And the reason being that we're worried now that if you're clearing it out completely, you might even come so far as to start leveling out the ground, etc., which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you can't clear it out completely. You can move a lot of straw around, but not clear it out completely. Mefanim trumat tahera. Okay, now we're going to list a whole lot of things that one can move around that is not muktzah. And the reason being because it's edible to somebody. Even though it's not edible to you, it's edible to somebody. So what's the first example? Truma tahera. Truma that goes to the kohen, right? As a Yisrael, you can't eat that truma, but nevertheless, because it's edible for somebody else, so you can move it. Demai, which is we mentioned before, the tithes haven't been properly taken because it comes from an amha'aretz, an unlearned person. What you can't eat that demai until you fixed it up, right? Which we did in demai, but nevertheless, because a poor person can eat demai. Right, a poor person doesn't have to fix it up. He can eat the demai, therefore it's not muktzah on Shabbos and can be moved on Shabbos. Maaser rishon shenitla trumasa, maaser rishon whose truma has been taken. And what this means is that the maaser rishon was the first tithe to the Levi. Remember the kohen, it's a good chance to do a bit of revision, right? So what was it? Right, if you look at your markers again, so the kohen used to give 2% to the kohen. That was the truma, and then 10% to the Levi of the remainder. That was Maaser Rishon. He then gave 10% to the kohen of what he got. And lastly, the last 10% you took up to Jerusalem in 8, when the third and the sixth year you gave it to the poor person. So we're talking about the 10% that went to the Levi, but it was given to the Levi before the first 2% was given to the kohen. And why? Because the Levi tithed it before it became liable for the truma, because it becomes liable for tithes before it becomes liable for truma. So the person doesn't give the kohen the 2%, he tithes it first, and then gives it to the Levi, and the Levi gives his 10% to the kohen. Right? So that is not muktzah on Shabbos. That kind of produce is edible to the Levi, and therefore it's not muktzah on Shabbos. Maaser sheni v'hektesh sheniftu. Maaser sheni, which is the second tithe that had to be taken up to Jerusalem, or temple property which has been redeemed. Now, in this case over here, the commentaries add, and it's been redeemed without adding the fifth. Remember, if you redeem it, you had to add on a fifth. He hasn't added on the fifth. Nevertheless, if you don't add on the fifth, it does work. It is redeemed. And because it's redeemed and edible, you can move it on Shabbos. It's not muktzah on Shabbos. But tumus hayavash, and then a completely different case, dry lupine, right, which he brings over here as a type of legume. It was bitter and hard, so it was difficult to eat. But nevertheless, you could move it on Shabbos. Why? Because poor people would eat it. And because poor people will eat it, it's therefore not considered, it's not muktzah and can be moved on Shabbos. So all of those things can be moved on Shabbos. What's the point? It's edible to somebody, if not to you. Avaloh es a tevel, but what can't be moved on Shabbos is tevel. Tevel is food that hasn't been tithed at all. It's unedible. You're not allowed to eat the produce until it's been tithed. And therefore, because it's completely inedible, it is also muktzah. That produce is muktzah. Velo maaser rishon shelo nitl trumas. Also, if the maaser rishon, the tithe, has been given to the Levi, but he hasn't yet tithed his part for the kohen. So the Levi is not allowed to eat it until he's taken the tithe for the kohen. And therefore, it's muktzah. Velo es maaser sheni vehekta shelo niftu. Or maaser sheni, produce which had to be taken up to Jerusalem, or temple property that you haven't redeemed. And therefore, it's not usable for you right now. Therefore, it's muktzah. V'lo es aloif, and now a different topic. Onions And it's talking about here about a hard onion, velo es hachardel, or mustard. And the onions and the mustard, in this case over here, are inedible, right? They weren't eaten in a normal form, this type of onion, this type of loaf. Muktz on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, mater belofi, allows you to eat the loaf, the onion, mibneshu machel ovim. He says, since it was the food of ravens, they apparently used to, rich people used to raise ravens for amusement and a hobby. And therefore, because this type of this loaf could be fed to the ravens, therefore it's animal food, and therefore it is not muktzah and can be moved on Shabbos.